USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's brother has died at 71. Robert Trump had been ailing for months and was reportedly gravely ill when he met with President Trump on Friday at a New York City hospital. His cause of death has not been disclosed. Robert Trump worked for the Trump Organization and was recently in the news leading the lawsuit against his niece to prevent the publication of a book about the Trump family. President Trump considering pardoning perhaps the world's best-known leaker, Edward Snowden. The president making the comment yesterday at a news conference in New Jersey.
There are many, many people. It seems to be a split decision. There are many people think that he should be somehow treated differently, and other people think he did very bad things.
The former NSA contractor has been living in exile in Moscow for 6 years. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with 3 layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Hundreds of thousands of California residents experienced a second day of rolling blackouts yesterday, largely because of a continuing heat wave. PG&E says the power went out at about 6:30 last evening after the California grid operator declared a Stage 3 electrical emergency due to such high demand. The last time California ordered rolling blackouts was during the state's energy crisis of 2001. Vice President Mike Pence says he and President Trump want kids back in school this fall for several reasons. Telling reporters in West Virginia yesterday.
We really do believe it's best for our kids. It's best for children with special needs, learning disabilities, nutrition programs that are available. President Trump and I believe, as you do, we need to get our kids back to school this fall.
The Democratic National Convention begins tomorrow night, a virtual affair because of the pandemic. It'll run for the next 4 nights from 9 to 11 Eastern. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PictureDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PictureDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PictureDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Shots fired when two opposing protest groups clashed in Portland, Oregon last night. Members of Patriot Prayer were demonstrating against Antifa and criticizing recent Black Lives Matter protests, and that's when a counter-protest by Black Lives Matter started nearby. This man claimed he was just in the area and wasn't part of either demonstration, but he told a reporter,
"We were shot at, unprovoked, bear-maced, all that fun stuff. It's been like, 15, 20 minutes. The police are still not here. 2 live rounds, and the police still have not shown up."
Many of the U.S. troops leaving Germany won't be traveling far for their next assignment. The U.S. and Poland finalized a deal yesterday when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo signed the Enhanced Defense Cooperation Agreement. During a visit to Warsaw, it calls for more American troops to be stationed in that European country. President Trump calling the agreement truly historic. A new study says cats can get COVID-19. Researchers at Texas A&M University say it's the first study to demonstrate that cats can catch the virus. A lead researcher saying cats that have tested positive show symptoms from a stuffy nose to other basic symptoms, but adds the virus is not deadly for cats like it can be for humans. So far, there's a small but growing list of virus cases reported among pets in the U.S. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.